Yaros, a Lebanese immigrant with a Ph.D. in physics, was once the highest-paid employee in New York State, earning over $1 million a year. For more than two decades, he's been close to several New York governors, including the current governor's father, the late Mario Cuomo. Calieros is credited for his role in advancing the nano-computer chip technology. It formed the base of the state's vast high-tech development efforts, including the Buffalo Billion. That program awarded $1 billion in government funds for contracts for projects in Buffalo. The colorful and charismatic Calieros was often seen driving to the local Starbucks and other places in the Albany area in his bright red Ferrari with the custom license plates that read Dr. Nano. He frequently appeared at economic development announcements where he praised Andrew Cuomo.
And the man I'm proud to call my mentor, our leader, your governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo returned the admiration. At an event at the Buffalo Billion Solar City plant, he called Calieros his economic guru.
And has economic visions that other mere mortals can't actually see.
But prosecutors say there was a dark side to the development projects. Calieros, who resigned his state post in October of 2016, is accused of operating a bid-rigging and bribery scheme. Prosecutors allege he secretly allowed favored developers, who made large campaign donations to Cuomo, to win nearly $1 billion in government contracts. He faces a charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and two charges of wire fraud. They could carry up to 30 years in prison if he's convicted. Then U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Preet Bharara, issued criminal complaints against Calieros and an associate in September of 2016.
Publicly made it appear as if these contracts were being awarded through a fair and open bidding process. But behind the scenes, they were cynically rigging the whole process so that the contracts would go to hand-picked friends of the administration, friends being a euphemism for large donors.
Bharara has since been fired, along with scores of other federal prosecutors, by President Trump. His successor, Jeffrey Berman, is pursuing the case. Three developers are co-defendants in the trial. Buffalo area developer Louis Simonelli is charged with bid rigging and conspiring to steer to his firm the $750 million contract to build the Solar City factory in Buffalo. Simonelli and others in his company contributed nearly $100,000 to Cuomo's campaign. A bribery charge against Simonelli was dropped earlier this spring. Syracuse-based Core Development and its top officers, Stephen Aiello and Joe Girardi, also face charges. Girardi is accused of helping tailor requests for proposals to make it easier for his company to win the contracts. Core received $105 million in contracts. Its executives and their relatives contributed $125,000 to Cuomo's campaign. The governor has not been implicated in any of the charges. He's rarely commented on the cases since they became public over 2 years ago. He said if any of the accused did something wrong, though, then they should be punished.
I will be the first to throw the book at them.
In the first federal corruption trial of former Cuomo associates earlier this year, the governor's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, was convicted on three felony counts for collecting over $300,000 in illegal bribes from businesses that had interests before state government. Core officials Aiello and Girardi were co-defendants in the trial. Aiello was convicted on one count of conspiracy, while Girardi was acquitted. Lawyers for Calieros and the three developers who go on trial Monday say their clients are innocent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.